May I help you?
I need that
one. One moment.
Hello?
Is it, y'all, there's some folks in.
Yeah.
Is there a man over there I can talk to? I'm in the room next to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We got a problem. I know what y'all have done over there. I need to talk to that feller over there.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Listen, this is a boy that's in the room next to you.
Yeah.
Me and my wife's over here. We was having an early Valentine's. And I know what y'all have done over there. Y'all got a pussycat in that room, don't you?
No, why?
You do, too. She's allergic to it. She's highly allergic to cats, and she's broke out. And I know it. Y'all had a cat over there.
Okay, what's
it? Otherwise, she wouldn't be broke out all over the place down there. And listen, I can't get none at all. I'm in here over Valentine's because I'm going to be out this weekend. I'm a truck driver. I got to deliver some concrete bird baths down to Louisiana.
Dude, I don't have a cat in the room, okay? Okay, how do you know I have a cat in the room?
Because my woman's all swole up down there.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I tell you what, I'm going to come over there and whoop your ass. How about that?
Well, if you can get in, then you can do that.
No, I don't have
a cat in the room.
Yeah, you do have a cat in the room, too.
I don't have a cat in the room.
Bull butter, you do, too. I'm going to be on you like a puma on a peacock.
Okay.
You ever had an ass whooping?
All right, dude, thanks, man.
Ain't going to be no thinking to it. Are you there?
May I help you?
Yeah, I need that again.
Hello?
So you ever had a pop knot on your head big enough to pitch off of? It ain't funny. She's so swole up down there, and she got a rash, and I ain't going to be getting none for a month.
Well, you probably wouldn't want to get none from her anyway if she has a rash.
I'm going to be on you like ugly on Diane Keaton.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, how big a boy are you?
I don't know. How big? Are you looking to get some from me, too, or what?
Is that what you like?
Not particularly.
I'll put a
depends on how cute you are,
I'll
though.
Put two pop knots on your head big enough to fill up a training bra. I want you to get that cat out of there. I need some money to take care of this dadgum bill over here for the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And some cream and doctor bills for her.
Right.
I need about $300, or you're just going to get an ass whooping.
Well, I guess maybe I'll just have to have an ass whooping because I don't have the money.
Well, then you just take the ass whooping.
Okay.
I'll be over there. We're going to have a square off place out in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah?
Last little pussy cat we had was named Kim Geyer.
Oh, yeah, Kim. Yeah, I know Kim.
Do you?
Hey, Coach, we know you have a damn cat in there.
Get the damn cat out of there.
It's so funny.
You lying son of a bitch.
At first you had me going. I'm like, somebody knows I got a damn pussy cat in my room. What am I going to do?
We do know.
You know, the funny thing about this is Kelly, my girlfriend here, she's like, man, it's got to be those guys from the radio station. I'm like, no, it ain't, because you had me going for a minute. And I'm like, those son of a bitches, that's who it is.
That's right.
Welcome to Tulsa.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Thanks, guys. Kim, right. I'm going to kick your ass.
Go back to sleep now.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.